This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We got that high reading on U.S. inflation yesterday, adding in the fresh February data. Consumer prices have gone up 7.9% in a year, and despite a rip-roaring job market, consumer sentiment has fallen to lows not seen since the Great Recession. Later, we'll get a new number from the University of Michigan. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
There is an economic conundrum here. While consumer sentiment is in the dumps, consumer spending has remained strong. One explanation, low unemployment and plentiful jobs.
There has been strong wage growth. The labor market has been supporting spending up to this point.
Kayla Brune at polling firm Morning Consult says the pandemic also plays a role.
Each time there's a surge and then case counts start to go down, there is pent-up demand and eagerness to spend, especially on services that some adults may have been sort of depriving themselves of.
But persistent high inflation may drive consumers to pull back their spending soon, says Brian Mandelbaum at consumer data firm Clover.
They are very nervous about what the future is, and they are trying to save their money.
They won't get any help from gas prices, which have soared even more since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 weeks ago. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.